Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a mental MacGyver providing luxury level support and coaching to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Philip Tate. He's a communications consultant doing brand building, strategic communications, and marketing based in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have Bonnie Sussman-Versace. She is a re-imager at Focused LLC, where she specializes in developing leaders, building positive and productive workplace cultures, and improving individual, team, and enterprise-wide performance. And I have Domenico Cirello. He's an entrepreneur and CEO at Rocket Sport. He's an avid cyclist, and he is based in Canada. The question I have for you, how do you call out inappropriate behavior without shaming someone? Philip, you said you had a story. We would love to hear it.
I do have a story. It was during my agency life, and I was in a client meeting, and the big boss, who was a good friend of mine, he reacted really negatively to one of my colleagues, a Black female, in a group setting. And my colleague had challenged this big boss's opinion, and he kind of lashed out at her, and she replied emotionally and then just completely shut down when he came back at her. I brought the meeting to a quick end, kind of asked my colleagues, and there were more than just her at the meeting, said, go on back to the office without me. I'll find my way back there later. And I asked the big boss, who again was a friend, can I walk with you back to your office and discuss a sensitive matter? And so once we reached his office, I closed the door, explained to him what I thought he was out of line with his comments toward my colleague. He didn't realize that his comments were hurtful. He felt terrible about it when I called it to his attention. And I suggested that he call my colleague later that afternoon. I said, apologize for your behavior, because it really kind of inflamed the feelings and the temperature in the room just went sky high and got very uncomfortable quickly. In hindsight, at first, I regretted not calling him out in the meeting. That would have endeared me probably to my team. But I guess part of me was also worried about what it might do to our account. Because they were a longstanding account. I think I did the right thing by basically calling him in. Instead of calling him out, called him in. And there's been some writing about that that I've read before. And it's just a way to find a less confrontational solution. Anyway, long story short, later that day, my colleague received an apology call from that big boss. He apologized. He was very earnest. He said, I just said that in anger. Good news is it repaired the hurt. Place the client relationship back on a sound footing moving forward. And so in hindsight, it was handled the right way. But in the moment, I was a little concerned. I'm sure others on my team probably wanted me to call out this guy. I thought, because I had known him for so long, the better way to handle it, because I could tell he had no clue that he had done anything wrong, was to handle it basically by calling him in.
Thank you for sharing that.
I'm always more apt to ask people questions. Because I think a lot of times they don't realize that their behavior is doing, performing, acting the way it is. It's being able to ask questions that don't put people in a mindset of shame, but help them recognize that, oh, wow, what I said or what I did that come from me? You know, create that awareness. So a lot of times I wind up using the same couple words, and it's usually sounding something like, help me understand what you were thinking about when you said this, or help me understand what led you to do this. So it becomes about me trying to understand something about them more than saying, you know, you did this thing. I did also have a situation where there was someone in a very high position in an organization whose behavior was really quite out there, totally out of character for them to begin with. And they were jeopardizing their reputation. This was someone that I knew for a very long time, and I know how hard they worked to get the position that they were in. I actually said, may we sit on the bench for a couple minutes? I just want to share an observation. I want to share something with you. And I kind of point blank said, I have been hearing things, I have been observing things, and I am really concerned for what you have built, what you have created here, because I know how hard you have worked. And unfortunately, they were aware of their behavior, and they were okay with it.
Okay, so. Well, you tried. Domenico?
Well, when I think about the question, I also listen to both of your answers, Philip and Bonnie. The thing that comes to my mind is two rights don't make a wrong. And I think what happens in these situations, whether something happens in a group setting or it happens in a smaller one-off setting. But I guess if you look at the group setting, for sure, all the people that are around you are thinking exactly what you're saying to this person if you reprimand him in front of the whole group. And it's probably justifiable. The problem is that you don't maybe come off looking any good or worse than this particular person who made a statement, which they may or may not have realized was insulting or racist. So I always take the approach that when there was a problem in any of the situations I dealt with, whether it be clients or suppliers or even employees, I'd always take the approach, like you said, Philip, pull them aside. As much as you'd like to give them that big public lashing, it's not the way you got to go. You got to bring them in, because then, you know what, you're no better off than the person was. So bring them in. I love it.
Yeah, I like calling them in as well. Mm-hmm. I do struggle a little bit though, because I've seen this happen a lot of times where big bosses will behave really badly in public settings, which gives a certain excuse for other people to behave that way. And then they apologize in public. And so then the people who saw it happen never realize that they, oh, sorry, I was wrong. And so I struggle with, do you allow someone to be abusive publicly and apologize privately on a consistent basis? And what precedent does that set within the organization?
Well, I'd like to chime in on that, because it really doesn't matter if you're the janitor or you're the president. Everybody has to be held accountable to the same rules and regulations. So just the fact that the boss might be at the top of the food chain, he might be the actual owner or CEO of a company, it's his family money, it gives him no right to act any differently than, say, a regular hired VP or administrative staff, things like that. That entitlement of that title to treat people improperly, mm-hmm. It definitely doesn't hold any water.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's no excuse for bad behavior. And I really liked one of the things Bonnie said too. I think another good tactic or mechanism is asking questions. What did you mean by that? Help me understand where you're coming from. Maybe I misunderstood. This is what it sounded like from my perspective, and it wasn't good. I'm concerned for you, and I don't want what you were intending to be misunderstood. When we were doing a lot of work post George Floyd with diversity, equity, and inclusion, you heard a lot about microaggressions, and a lot of words kind of came into our vernacular that, what's that even mean? And in learning and studying about that, you kind of realize, gosh, I may have said something like that. I said it certainly didn't mean to offend anyone, but putting yourself in the other person's shoes, I think, is always good and something we always try to coach in communications for sure.
I want to call out something you said there, Philip, because I think it's really important. You said the word intention. And I think sometimes you can ask somebody, was it your intention to harm this other person? And like you did, Bonnie, you sat on that bench and you said, hey, is this your intention? They basically were like, yep.
And I was floored.
You were trying to help him out and he wasn't paying attention.
It was one of those moments when it's like, what do I say next?
And in that case, you just kind of have to let them go. Domenico, I saw you get ready to say.
I just sometimes, you know, people, when they're in group settings, they want to be funny or they want to try to come off a certain way. And they make a joke that might not be appropriate. The more people are in that room, you're going to find one person who will definitely be insulted by something that was supposed to be a joke or something that was supposed to be lighthearted. Today, of more than ever, everything that we do is under the microscope. Everything that we say is under the microscope. You just got to be very cautious about your words. Pick and choose which words you want to say. And if you do want to crack wise and you want to be so funny with somebody, and that's always a way that I go when I'm doing public speaking, is a funny tone. But you have to be careful about your jokes, because not everybody takes jokes or accepts that presentation. It'll come back to really, really bite you for sure.
And I think part of that is if someone says to you, hey, that might have been a little bit off color, believe them. Don't argue it. Don't say you were right. Don't justify it. Don't whatever. Just believe them and apologize. It's really simple.
Yeah, it's like what's like religion. People go, a Buddhist or Protestants or Catholics. It's just people, they have their choice of their religion. You can't say yours is better than the other person's. You just have to, like you said, accept it. Accept mm-hmm. that you said something wrong. Accept this is what I do for a job. This is a religion. This is who I want to marry. This is just accept it.
Well, that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to say thank you for having this conversation with me. I do think that it's difficult to know whether you should call someone out publicly or call them in privately. So I appreciate you all having this conversation with me, and I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.